Our next patient was Wiener Kenneth Weiner Wiener W E I N E R W E I N E R Kenneth K E N N E T H W E I N E R Kenneth. Date of birth is 4/24/59. Date of visit is /3/17/25. Please make a copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and sleep apnea. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 65-year-old obese male who has had a history for snoring and apneic episode, has daytime sleepiness and some fatigue. He also had a chest CT done recently, reportedly showed two tiny lung nodules in the right lung. Period. The patient has no significant cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, chest pains or fevers or chills. Next paragraph of his past history. The patient's past history has included history of right kneecap surgery several years ago following an accident. He also has suffered rib fractures, compression fractures of the spine, and was treated for pulmonary contusions. He has history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia and history for diabetes mellitus type 2 for over 2 years. Next paragraph, habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and denies alcohol intake. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of kidney failure. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever. But has shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, and denies any hemoptysis. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. And he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has numbness to the extremities, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, Trelegy Ellipta inhaler 200 micrograms, one puff a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight, white male is alert, no acute distress. There is no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure, 138/80, pulse is 90, respirations 20, tension at 75, weight is 190 pounds, saturation 95. HEND, anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus, edematous throat was clear. Here's no information. Next up, number is in the thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered visas heard bilaterally with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, the 1+, with no gross molduses. Cranial lungs are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is rule out underlying COPD. Number 3, nicotine dependency. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study. Also advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. He was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch and Chantix. He was advised to lose weight and have a regular exercise program. Advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile and TSH and a follow-up here in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Deborah Dovell, D-E-B-R-A, Deborah. Dovell is D-O-W-E-L-L. Deborah Dovell. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.